Oasis Audio presents Rising Above a Toxic Workplace by Gary Chapman, Paul White, and Harold Myra. Read for you by Wes Bleed. Introduction. Conflict, hurt, and anger. Poor communication. Lack of appreciation. For decades, I have sought to help men and women deal with such issues in marriage. Today, numerous individuals experience these same painful realities at work. A few years ago, I teamed up with Dr. Paul White to write The 5 Languages of Appreciation in the Workplace. We have been extremely encouraged by the response to this book. We found that the emotional climate in work relationships can be greatly enhanced when people discover each other's primary appreciation language. However, as Paul did pilot projects before we wrote the book, and has consulted with a wide variety of organizations since we published the book, we became aware of the destructive dysfunctions in so many organizations. Countless employees suffer in toxic workplaces, and perhaps you are one of them. If not, you likely have friends or family who work in such poisonous environments. When I decided to team up with Dr. White and Harold Myra, who has also had decades of experience in the business world, we were all surprised at the number of stories we had heard through the years of the mistreatment of employees. My guess is that if you talk to your friends about this topic, you will find that many of them will also give you their personal experience of working in a poisonous culture. One of the most painful accounts I heard came from a friend who had been teaching math in the public schools for 18 years. He had a stellar record of taking underachieving children and bringing them up to above-average standards. He invested hours providing free tutoring to children after school. His fellow teachers admired him. All was fine until a new principal arrived and he began to find fault with this teacher. His room appeared disorganized, his desk cluttered with papers. The principal gave him 24 hours to get his room and desk in order. He said that he had received complaints from parents about his teaching. Though when the teacher asked, "What complaints and what parents?" there was silence. Day after day, the principal harassed the teacher by walking into the classroom, looking around, turning, and walking out. He told the teacher on more than one occasion, "You do not have a future in this school." This teacher sat in my office expressing extreme frustration that the principal was intruding into his efforts to help the children. "All I have ever wanted to do," he said, "is to help these children succeed in life. I have poured my life into the children, and now this principal is making my life miserable." This emotional harassment went on for 3 years until the principal was transferred to another school and life for the teacher returned to normal. Fellow teachers affirmed their colleague and said, "We are so glad that you stuck it out. The children need you so desperately." I have often wondered what would have happened if the principal had not been transferred. Most of us spend much of our lives at work, and for many it's tough just going to work every day. Our concern in this book is to help those who have to deal with toxic bosses or those who are ensnared in toxic organizations, and to provide insights, encouragement, and strategies for survival. We give real-life experiences to expose what's happening and to show what some have done to cope and how others have found ways to quit and move on. At the same time, we recognize that there are lots of healthy workplaces with fine leaders and, in fact, we work with many of them. We devote a whole chapter to such organizations and profile just a few of the great bosses we heard described in our interviews. Healthy workplaces grow from high mutual respect and sensitivity to others. They are created when employees and managers learn how to express appreciation for positive traits and kindly confront each other when they are concerned about the quality of work being done. All of us have the emotional need to feel appreciated by those with whom we work. Most of us are willing to admit that we are not perfect and always have room for improvement. We are willing to improve if those who supervise us are willing to show us a road that will make us more effective. If you work in a toxic workplace or have a friend that does, we hope this book will help you sort through your options and find release from the intense pressure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?